The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Good morning, I'm Kelly, and y'all know how it feels like your algorithm creeps into your real life a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like, damn it, I don't need any more pots and pans. Stop showing me pots and pans everywhere. Like, why is this coupon here suddenly because I'm in this store? My algorithm is starting to like creep into my life in a way that I'm thoroughly enjoying because I'm on all these rescue animal pages.
Uh-oh.
And y'all, there's one kitten that runs right across my car around the same area every single morning for like the last 2 weeks, and it's getting to be cold season. And uh-oh. I am feeling like I need to rescue something. And it's not a man. It's not a man. It's a cat. Yeah. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. And I keep seeing it every time it runs across my car. I'm like, it's in front of my car. It's like, pick me. Pick me. And I keep telling myself, nope, it's in this area because it lives here in somebody's house. Mm-hmm. Or somebody's got like a porch with like a bed on it that's probably nice and warm for this cat. That's what mm-hmm. I keep telling myself. But I swear one day it's just going to be sitting there waiting for me. And I'm going to come into the studio with a cat. Because it's on my way to work. I never see it in the daytime.
There was one in the parking lot yesterday that I tried to get to be a studio cat, but it was not interested.
I am down for a studio
I'm
cat.
I'm down for a studio
I'll
cat.
Clean a cat
I would
box.
Love a studio cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This has
would
not
be
been
pretty nice.
Cleared with anyone, but a studio cat would be pretty awesome.
Well, you are really feeding into my desire to pick up the street cat that I see.
Yeah.
Everybody agrees. Studio cats are a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm not even a cat person, and I would love a studio cat.
My first professional radio job in Freebeer's second professional radio station. WCEN, we had a station cat.
Yep.
RF.
Awesome.
RF.
RF. Yeah. We would always play Velcro Cat, which was hilarious because we didn't have cool sound deadening. We just had shag carpet on all the walls. You just take the cat and go, and you just hang onto the wall for a while.
Climb up and climb down.
Looked like a Garfield cling.
That's hilarious.
When you said that at first, I was like, no way they Velcroed a cat towards the wall.
No, I mean, didn't actually Velcro the cat, but like he just claw onto it and he just kind of looked at you for a minute like, are we doing this? All right, fine. And then he just hopped down and walk away.
In the brief time I was doing mornings with our old pal, Tina Sawyer, we had this box that was just like a, the bottom of a paper box or whatever, and like where envelopes came in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so the top was gone, but we were using it as a bin to put entries in for some giveaway we're doing. And it was sitting on top of the little speaker tower up to my right while we're doing the morning show. And RF goes up there and we're in a talk set, a break, and he starts doing the cat circles. And then he lays down perfectly on the side of the box that is not on the table. And that thing goes flying.
Aww.
He goes tumbling down and makes all sorts of hilarious noises. And all of the entries flew into the air like a ticker tape parade. And I thought it was the funniest thing I had ever seen in my life. But the boss was mad about all the entries being up in the air.
When I had first started there at the old location, I didn't really know what I was doing yet. And that was when that cat walked across the board and shut a couple things off.
Oh,
and I was
he
like,
he was good at that.
I don't know what he just did.
I don't know what those buttons all do, man.
Like, I might not be able to get weather from Jim Hit Pass.
Also, he'd go in and out of the window because he wasn't an all-time indoor cat, and he did bring mice into the studio and lay them down for you once in a while.
Ooh.
Happened to me once. I think it happened
all
to
right.
you.
Well, you got to take the bad with
yeah.
the good.
Yeah.
We just have to cover the board with tinfoil when we leave.
Yeah, for real.
I know, right? Exactly.
I'm sure everyone else... that works here on the station would love that.
Yeah. Or just throw a couple cucumbers up on the desk. For whatever reason, cats are scared of cucumbers.
I've tried that. I've never tried that joke on my cat to see if Bob would react to the cucumber on the ground. Or is that just an internet thing?
Might just be.
We tried it with our cat. Indifferent.
Yeah, the tinfoil thing didn't work for my cat Shadow either. She killed my plants when I first got her. And I put tinfoil like inside my plant pots because they said, she touches that or sees it, she'll hate it. No, she just tore it up and then tore my plants up still.
The tinfoil did work on my couch. It won't go on my couch.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.